Start the recording. Bless you.
I could ask, yeah.
Right, so we will now lead into an hour session on the UDRP. Just before we start, a couple of things. Thanks, Jeff, for chairing the previous session. I appreciate it. And also, we have a couple of agenda items that we need to discuss with the council. There was a session with the ASO that was planned later on this afternoon at 7:15. That session, the ASO will not be able to... Did I say 7? Sorry, 5. I'm having time problems. I don't know why. So the ASO isn't able to be with us at 5:15, so that session will be cancelled. We will try and fit 15 minutes with them during our open council meeting on Wednesday, and we'll keep you informed of how that goes. In the meantime, a comment has been made that tomorrow we have just half an hour on the reserved names issue, the issue that the GAC brought to our attention, and that may not be sufficient. So one suggestion has been to use the 5:15 to 5:45 time slot that we had today on the ASO, to use that to as a kind of first half discussion on the reserved names issue. Is that something that the council would like to do? I'll go with Alan's rule that silence means yes, so we will do that. Okay, so please make a note that at 5:15 we will start the GAC reserve names discussion. Good. Margie, can I pass the mic to you, please?
Sure. I'm providing you an update on the current state of the UDRP. We had, right before the DCAR meeting, we published the final issue report on the current state of the UDRP. And I just want to kind of bring you back to how we got here. The council did request an issue report on the current state of the UDRP, and because it was such a complex topic, we took the approach of essentially adopting the new PDP format, where we published a preliminary issue report prior to Singapore for public comment, and we had that run until July, and then that led to the final issue report being published just before Dakar. And prior to the preliminary issue report, we had done a lot of work with the GNSO Council drafting team to put together this webinar that had shared the viewpoints of many experts on the current state of the UDRP, and all of that is reflected in the issue report that was published by staff. It's interesting that in the public comment forum, we received many, many comments. It was a very extensive public comment period. The summary itself, I think, has like 35 pages, and that's purely a summary of what was presented in the public comment forum. The next steps for the council is to consider whether or not to initiate a PDP, although I understand there's no motion yet for that, but that is the next steps for the council after you all review the report and consider it. Because I made presentations before, a lot of this will sound familiar. The final issue report didn't really deviate very much from the preliminary issue report in terms of the recommendations or the viewpoint of the community and the perspective of how the UDRP is in effect and whether it's effective or should be changed. It is widely recognized as a success. I think that was clear through the comments that it is a success, but not perfect. I mean, it certainly is not... a perfect policy. I don't think anyone would argue that there could be no improvements made to the UDRP, but it is viewed as a viable alternative to litigation. And the issue report talks about what litigation was like before we had the UDRP and how costly it was both to brand holders and to registrants. Over the last 10 years, the decisions that have been published are viewed as bringing consistency and reliability to both the registrants and the trademark holders. It's a lot less expensive to defend a claim under the UDRP, and there's a lot of decisions and treatises published out there to help guide both registrants and complainants in how to interpret the UDRP and whether to even file a claim or what your defenses would be. And that's viewed as a very positive aspect of the UDRP. And so the report does reflect this community view that the UDRP is cost-effective. And for the most part, it's viewed as flexible and fair to respondents. We note that it's been rarely challenged in court, and we see that as a sign that it is generally considered fair. And although it isn't perfect, there's the viewpoint that more harm than good could result from a PDP. And so that seemed to be a theme that was reflected both in the webinar and in the public comment forum. Although there were some recommendations that if the UDRP is to be reviewed at all, one suggestion is to focus on process improvements as opposed to changing the policy itself. That was a theme that was reflected both in the public comment forum and in the paper. And there's also the concern that a PDP could actually undermine the effectiveness of the UDRP. And the reason for that, as you read through the public comments and really understand what that's all about, is that there's this sense of stability and reliability with the way the UDRP is interpreted right now. And even if there were changes to be made to the policy, it would take some time to actually reflect that reliability and stability in the actual decisions themselves, that there would be perhaps at time of uncertainty until the new modified policy would be tested and the community would understand how it's being interpreted. So that's the concept of why people think that the PDP could actually undermine the effectiveness. And there's also the notion that it's probably best to wait until you receive data from how effective the new GTLD program's URS is. As everyone knows, that the URS, the Uniform Rapid Suspension System, was modeled off of the UDRP. And so the idea is that if we could get some data and see whether it's actually improved or are valid or better enhancements to the UDRP, that you could use that data and feed it back into the PDP to modify the UDRP perhaps 18 months after the new GTLD program is in place. So the paper basically summarizes that the majority view is that there's no support at this time for a PDP. But that's certainly not a uniform or a 100% view. There is a minority view, and the report does reflect essentially that it is good practice to review all ICANN policies, and that's one of the themes that we did pick up in the public comment forum. Also the notion that after 10 years of implementation, that a review of the UDRP is overdue, that perhaps there's plenty of time to review the effectiveness, and now would be a time to take a look at the UDRP. There's also pointing to extensive third-party literature out there that is critical of the UDRP, and that could be looked at this time to decide whether to amend the UDRP. And then some other comments focused on different aspects about whether changes to the UDRP could be done outside of a PDP that was raised by the registry stakeholder group, for example. And finally, there was also the theme that if the UDRP was to be looked at, it should be updated to include better protections for free speech and fair use. During this process, we also received input from SOs and ACs, and primarily the GAC and the at-large and the ALAC. The GAC advice was sent to the GNSO Council, and it essentially took the position, the GAC took the position that initiating a PDP along with the new GTLD launch has public policy implications. And the GAC is concerned that there may be uncertainty from the new untested rights protection mechanisms, and this uncertainty could be compounded if the future of the UDRP was also uncertain. And so the viewpoint from the GAC, anyways, to the council was that the continued availability of the UDRP as it's been tested and been in effect for 10 years is important to the new GTLD program. And if there were to be a PDP at this time, that it would introduce uncertainty. The GAC advice is to not launch a PDP at this time. They weren't opposed to a PDP altogether. They were just saying not now.
Can I just interject to remind everyone that we had a question about what GAC advice was when it was given to the GNSO. We asked General Counsel, and the answer was that it wasn't GAC advice in the way that people might understand it when it's given to the board. So you can refer to the email, I think, that I sent to the council list from General Counsel explaining the situation there. Thanks.
The ALAC had a similar view. They also felt that a PDP should not be commenced at this time. And they also raised concerns about one of the staff recommendations regarding a possible expert panel to be appointed. The ALAC felt that it would need to be geographically diverse and conflict-free if there was to be an expert panel appointed. And the ALAC also pointed to the history of the UDRP and felt that in the past there perhaps hasn't been sufficient geographic diversity when the policy was first enacted. And so there was just raising a concern that should be addressed if this expert panel idea is followed. The ALAC also mentioned that they felt that those that are calling for a PDP right now do not reflect the consensus. And they also felt that a PDP should not be commenced at this time. So the staff recommendation essentially is roughly the same from the preliminary issue report. Staff recommends against initiating a PDP at this time. Where we made a change in the report was to say that a PDP would be more appropriate after the URS has been in effect for 18 months. We felt that the data that you could glean from having the URS in effect would be helpful in a PDP that would look at the UDRP, and so that data would be very helpful, and there's thus the staff recommendation is that it should wait until that URS has been in effect for 18 months. But if the GNSO Council believes that something should happen now as opposed to wait, staff does recommend convening a team of experts, and we talked about this in the preliminary issue report. The experts would, we agree with the ALAC recommendation that you'd have to get geographic diversity and different viewpoints if there were to be an expert panel appointed, and the panel could look at process recommendations only. That at least that might be a way of addressing some of the issues that have been raised with respect to the UDRP. And then after that process has been followed and recommendations have been implemented, the council could always consider initiating a PDP later if there's a need to really take a look at the policy itself. And certainly if out of this process there were changes to the obligations of the contracted parties, for example, then you'd probably need to go through the PDP route. So that's the recommendation, is that if an expert panel is appointed, to focus purely on the process and on things that could be done quickly without having to go through the PDP process. And so on this slide I have links to all the current documents, and that's essentially it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Margie. I'm sure there's going to be discussion on this, so yes, please, Jeff.
Just as this is also a topic we're going to talk about with the GAC tomorrow. To get just a little bit more background behind their statement, how they got to that statement, just what's behind it. So I just want to put that on the table, something to think about. If any questions come out of this discussion, I'll jot them down, and then we'll just go from there.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Robin.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to, I guess, challenge the statement that the majority view of the community is that there should be no PDP at this time. I've heard from at least four of six constituencies that have talked about different problems with the UDRP and ways to fix it. So I'm a bit puzzled how the staff could decide that the majority view of the community is no PDP at this time. So I just would like to challenge that statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you want Margie to?
Yeah.
Many constituencies and stakeholder groups submitted comments during the public comment forum, and that statement comes from the statements made in the webinar, in the Singapore session that we had on the UDRP, and in the public comment forum. We actually, you know, took a real deep look at the comments filed in the public comment forum.
Sorry, Marilyn, and then Jonathan.
I'll just, maybe it's a clarification that will help, Robin. Although the business constituencies' comments may have identified areas of improvement, that does not equate to a call for a PDP. So even in our comments, if we may have said there are areas of improvement, I think that's a different point than whether or not our comments call for a PDP.
The BC wasn't one of the four of the six I was talking about.
Jonathan.
I am at risk of being told I'm dancing on pinheads here, but I also just balk slightly at the use of the word majority, because it implies, the use of the word majority implies a democratic process. The implication of it is there's been a democratic process gone through to select some kind of balanced view. And I accept that it may well be that the majority of the comments submitted were in a certain direction and so on. So it's a really fine point, but the impression was that it had been subject to some form of vote and that a majority decision had been reached, whereas it wasn't a majority decision, it was just there were a significant, the balance of the comments were perhaps against the review. So it's really a nuance, but I just wanted to make that point. When I heard the word majority, it also just slightly stuck for me. So it's not a strong criticism, it's just a point of view of how it comes across when you hear the majority view. It implies that it's been through some sort of systematic democratic process, which is perhaps not the case.
And we're in the paper, we actually say of the public comment forum, it's just, this is a summary, but you know, it was difficult to put the words to describe that. I mean, it was, as you may recall, in the preliminary issue report, we used the word consensus, and that was challenged, and challenged for a good reason. I'm not, you know, disputing the criticism there, but there certainly was more, you know, clear, you know, substantially more comments in favor of that position than the other.
Jeff.
So just so I understand it, is the majority in favor of not doing a PDP at all or not doing a PDP at this time?
It was a combination of both. So if you look at the comments of PDP, don't do any at all, and PDP, do them in 18 months. So, I mean, I can break it down in more detail if it's useful to the council.
I think it is, because I think one of the things the registries are considering is, you know, maybe now is not the right time, but you know, we're not going to say at all that it's not the right thing to do at all. And I was a little confused by the GAC advice because it went kind of both ways. First they said you shouldn't do it at all, and then they said you shouldn't do it at least until 18 months. And so, I, you know, one of the questions I have for them is, you know, what is your advice? Is it don't do it at all, or yes, you should do it, and you just wait until 18 months or whatever? I don't even know. I don't think they set a time frame. They may have. But the other point is there seems to be some mingling of the fact that if you do a review, it's automatically going to result in changes, and it's automatically going to be adverse changes to the process that exists now. And I think that's something that, you know, I'd like to hear from others on. And it seems like the staff report also seems to make that implication, that if you do a review, it's going to result in adverse changes. Because just remember, any changes that come about from this still need to go through our process. They still need to be approved at least by a majority of both houses, right? So it's not like you do a review. Let's say it takes a third, whatever the standard is to initiate a PDP. That's completely different than the standard to actually change or to recommend or approve policy. So I think it's an important point that people need to realize. Just because you do a PDP A doesn't mean that changes are going to be recommended. It could be that the result of the PDP is, let's keep it all the same. And B, if there are any recommended changes one way or the other, either more favorable towards IP owners, less favorable, doesn't matter, they still have to be approved by both houses at a minimum.
Jeff, you mentioned that there was a question there that you had for the GAC, so you'll be adding that to the list of yep. GAC questions,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that we'll discuss tomorrow. I had Konstantinos, Tim, and Zahid.
Thank you, Stefan. Actually, Jeff said what I want to say. The fact that we are opening up the UDRP for a review, it doesn't actually mean that it will be reviewed. And this is something that we all need to understand. I mean, you need the GNSO will evaluate and will see the facts as to whether, after commencing this process, the UDRP needs to be reviewed. And on another point, if I remember correctly, there was some reservations expressed concerning whether the term PDP is the appropriate term to use. A lot of people seem to be having problem with the term PDP and what that involves, but there was some sort of support that the UDRP needs. We need to do something with the UDRP because it's been 12 years, and for all the reasons that were submitted during the public comment. So this is an and as when it comes to the panel of experts, I think that the majority was against initiating a panel of experts. So, and I don't think that this is also reflected in the report. Thank you.
Tim.
Thanks. So just a similar comment to suggest, I guess, is just that pointing out that the threshold for starting the PDP, isn't a majority. It's like actually a minority. It only requires 33% of each house, or complete opposition in one house as long as 66% of the other house approves. So there's never been any concept that it requires a majority to be in favor of in order to initiate a PDP. So to whatever extent staff would consider the majority view in its ultimate decision as to whether to initiate a PDP or not, I think they should keep that in mind. And I'm not saying one way or the other which way registrars would go. I don't think we've decided that yet, but I just wanted to point out that it only requires a minority in the first place. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. Zahid.
I have, first of all, just on the final issues report on the UDRP. On page 18 of 85, 5.4, it says, a majority of contributors either opposed the initiation of a PDP, which was substantively review the UDRP, and or recommended that any PDP delayed to a latter date. And there's a footnote that gives you exactly the number of contributors and how many were opposed and how many weren't, right at the bottom of the page. So it's fairly clear there. I just wanted to make that point. It's there in the final report. Issues report.
Clarify, it was an or statement, either opposed for one or the other reason, and then the footnote says which ones, how many opposed on
suggested a delay, the breakdown? Yeah, no, I don't see that, but there's further, if you go through this report, you'll find it clarifies what the majorities relate, what do they mean by majority? Yeah.
I don't know if it answers your question fully, but I did actually count contributions in the public comment form.
Yeah, no, so yeah. It's what it's, right, I just want a breakdown of
okay.
Who said we don't want to do it at all versus who said we don't want to do it right now and we want to do it in 18 months, right? That's all I'm looking for.
Okay. Second point, we have to look at why we're trying to review it. Is it just a PDP because it's been 12 years and we're doing a PDP for the sake of a PDP?
Oops.
Okay. Hello? Can you? That's okay. I can, Hello? Okay. I don't mind, yeah, sure. I mean, is it? Sorry?
I think they just lost power.
Transfer, is that I guess, and that's fine, in a sense. Oh, they can hear me? They can hear me? Now I can say anything I want, right? So, what's the purpose of the PDP? Is it review for the sake of review, or is it a review because? Okay, I'll wait because the people at the back saying no, they want to hear it. Okay. All right.
heating up a mic or flogging themselves. I don't know which.
This one.
Hello, okay. Okay, I'm just going to shout. I mean, the anticipation is going to be killing people, right? I mean, what is Zahid about to say? So let me just... It was just a really small comment. It wasn't supposed to be something so bizarre. Anyway, simple point. Why are we reviewing it? There has to be a reason to review it. If it's just a review for the sake of a review because of 12 years having passed, then I don't understand the value of it. But if it's a review for a purpose... then the only purpose it could be for a review would be because we want to change something. If not, then I don't understand what the purpose would be. And maybe that's a question, really. Then it's not a comment.
Does it? Oh, actually. I sort of have a deja vu because I was speaking after you in Singapore on this very subject, and I think that the reason for this discussion was when the UDRP was looked at in isolation. And I would be very interested in seeing from when this third-party literature that was referred to in the comments was actually written. And I would assume that part of that was written prior to the establishment of the RPMs under the new GDLD program. And this is why I think that it is too soon to talk about or initiate a PDP for UDRP now. I think since the RPMs have been established to be complementary and to overcome some of the weaknesses of the UDRP, particularly the URS, one should give that a go and see how that works in practice before actually initiating a PDP. And I would fully agree that unless there is a reason to review it, why put resources onto it since everybody is lacking resources, you know, all over the place?
Thank you. I have Jeff, Wendy, and Mary. And Robin, anyone else? Okay, Jeff.
So I believe, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons why there's going to be a review. It's precisely because of that. One of the reasons to do a review was that it was one of the consensus recommendations of the RAP group. Wasn't that one of the ones that was in there? So that's why we talked about doing a review. It's not like we just brought it out of thin air. One of the reasons they discussed that was it may have had to do with, you know, the whole new GTLD process. And there were a lot of comments that said the UDRP was insufficient to handle new GTLDs. Now, that goes into support as well of the notion of waiting 18 months to see if what was the RPMs, see if that addresses the issue. And perhaps we decide as a council to do a motion to say in 18 months we will initiate a PDP and commit everyone to do that. I think that may go some way to address some of the registry concerns if there's a firm commitment now to actually do it in 18 months. You know, that's something that we're talking about. One of the things the registries are worried about is you delay it now and we never get back to it. And it just gets delayed and delayed. So maybe a firm commitment to say we will start the review 18 months after the first delegation or whatever term you come to, as long as there's a commitment to do it. I think maybe something that is something that the registries may consider.
Wendy, please.
Thanks. I think one of the reasons that we keep having trouble with this issue as it comes around the table is that the thresholds of support described in the report don't reflect the thresholds of support in council that could take the issue forward. And so it's not particularly helpful to us to hear that a majority of people participating in a webinar or even of account of the individuals participating in public comments said one thing or another if those of us in council representing our constituencies and stakeholder groups have a different perspective on what our stakeholder groups think and want. And so I think to move things forward, we will ultimately need to make a motion in council. And I think from the non-commercial side, we're interested in talking about that and talking about what would move this issue to the next step. We think that there are issues in the UDRP that need review. We're open to talking about what the timing might be and how to scope that review so that it doesn't become an immense drawn-out process. But I think to take some concrete steps forward, we would be eager to work with other parties around the table.
Mary?
So I wanted to respond to Zahid on behalf of the NCUC. It's not just a review for the sake of a review. We do in our comments say that we believe it's time for review for various reasons. The first, I think it's related to your point, that this is one of the most important and earliest policies that ICANN made, and therefore it ought to be reviewed at some point, and 10 years is a significant period, and we've seen literature as well as cases. The second point is that there are substantive grounds in our view for review, and I don't intend to go into that today, but I thought it might be helpful if I explained that.
Robin and Zahid.
Thanks. Really, Mary just beat me to the punch, which was to answer Zaid's question about why we would want to do a review. And I think the answer is every policy at ICANN gets reviewed. We always are looking to see if we can make improvements, where things are working, where things aren't working. We've heard comments from everyone about places that things can be fixed in the UDRP. It's a policy that's been around for, 10, 12 years now. So the idea that we shouldn't do a review is kind of surprising to me, because we do a review, we should do a review, and do reviews on all the other policies, and this is certainly one of the most important policies that ICANN has come up with in its history. So, you know, to sort of think, well, why would we ever look at that is kind of a surprising comment to hear. Thanks.
Thank you. Zahid and then Chuck.
So that means that what I'm hearing is that, in fact, review is there, it's for a reason, and the reason is to improve something that has been there for so many years. So then it comes into the subjective area of who thinks what improvement has to be made, and then there will be, obviously, political sides to that. So by definition, it has to be changed. There will be something that will come. To say, therefore, that, well, we could do this and nothing may change, therefore is out the window. So let's just kill that right there. Any PDP is therefore targeted, from my understanding, towards some sort of improvement, some sort of change. As far as having a resolution passed now for something that may happen 18 months from now, here's what I don't understand. We may want to do a UDRP after 18 months. We may not want to do a UDRP PDP after 18 months. We want to review RPMs. We may not want to review RPMs, or we might want to do both. But can we take that decision now? Is it premature to take that decision now? And why should we not wait for the 18-month period to pass, see what the issues report comes out with, and then do a UDRP? Because we need an issues report after the 18 months of the launch of the new GTLDs to then take that decision. So I guess, I mean, isn't that logical? And that's just a question. And thank you.
Chuck.
I would say no, it's not logical. It didn't make any sense to me at all, Zahid. I think the answer is correct, that the purpose of any review, regardless of the policy, is to see if there is a need for improvements, and if there are, to debate what those improvements are. That does not mean, by any means, I can't find any logic to conclude from that, that there have to be changes. So I'll just have to disagree with you on your logic there. Secondly, I would like to counsel the council, okay, with regard to 18 months. 18 months isn't the right figure. If you think it's going to be ready for review in 18 months, and by the way, I'm not opposed to it being delayed to some point in time, but please don't say in 18 months. We're not going to be ready in 18 months. In 18 months, there will barely be some some new TLDs in place. So be careful about setting an artificial date that you're going to have to come back and revisit.
Thanks, Chuck. I thought that was 18 months starting from the launch of the new GTLD program. Is that correct?
The launch of the first delegation.
The first delegation of, yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mary.
Actually, Chuck gave the response that I was going to give, so.
The reason why we would ask for a commitment now is no different than the reason why in the affirmation of commitments it asks for a review within 12 months of the launch of the new GTLD process. This is something that members of the community want reviewed. And the reason why we would ask for a commitment to review it is that we don't want to be sitting here in 18 months and have, you know, others argue, oh, it's too soon to do it, there's this reason, there's that reason. You know, the council, passing a resolution now does not mean that the council by a majority couldn't undo that in 18 months. But it just means that there's a commitment, and we know going in that this is something we want to do. We could always add to it in 18 months. But to just say, to just not act now, to just refuse to act now may not satisfy some of the communities that want a commitment for the review to take place. And I'm trying to come up with some middle ground here, as opposed to those of us that think the reason they're saying delayed 18 months is so that 18 months they can argue don't do it at all. I think that would go a long way to appease some of those that want the review now.
Christina.
Can you come back to me in a minute?
Yes. Alan.
In light of what Jeff was saying, does it satisfy the need to pass a motion saying mandating a review by council of the issue in 12 months, 18 months, 16 months, something? That it forces it back on the table, says we can't forget about it forever, but defers any decision. Or whatever time, 18 months from now, after, you know, after the new, you know, you pick.
Sorry, 18 months from the date of delegation would go a long way into some compromised position, that, which is also another reason why I wanted the breakdown of comments, because that's helpful for the registries to know. If 80% of the comments oppose the PDP completely, that's different than saying 80% opposed it being done now and would recommend it being done in 18 months. Those are two completely different concepts. So I just want to have all the information on the table so I can go back to the registries. And I do think that perhaps a commitment to put it back on the table in 18 months or to have the PDP in 18 months would satisfy them, may satisfy them.
To have the PDP, to say now that we will have a PDP in 18 months or 18 months after the delegation of the first new GTLD is making a decision on behalf of council a bit far out, I would have thought. To simply put it back on the table and force the discussion, I think is reasonable.
Well, again, I kind of, and people may disagree with my analogy, but, you know, when was the affirmation of commitments passed? 2009? In that, it says that there will be a review of new GTLDs 12 months after the date of delegation. I know it's not exactly the same situation, so please don't attack me, but there's no opportunity for us as the ICANN community to say, no, we're not going to do the review. That's the only part of the analogy I'm drawing. Please don't read from the affirmation of commitments. That's it. Again, this is my own analogy. It may not be perfect, but it's my own.
Thomas?
I'm sorry, the affirmation of commitments does talk about a review within 12 months after the date of whatever. It does talk about that. That's why we're all here talking about consumer trust.
Thomas?
Thanks, Stefan. I think that regardless whether we're going to have a review in 18, 24, whatever month's time, the weaknesses of UDRP are going to be the same as they are now. However, the relevance of UDRP may have decreased because URS and other mechanisms will work by then. So I think that if we want to have a reminder for some date in the future, the approach should be to look at the various mechanisms that there are in conjunction as to have a holistic approach to that, to see whether the set of all the RPMs works together and whether that would actually require any changes to the UDRP.
I have Christina next, and then Zahid, then Anna.
Just a couple things, and perhaps we've moved past this, but the whole idea of doing a PDP without assuming that there will be some change, I guess it just calls to mind how we ended the PDP on who is, which really didn't satisfy anyone, and in fact kind of outraged a large portion, kind of cross-section of the community. And I would be very reluctant for us to set up any kind of situation that from the outset, one outcome of people putting in hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteer hours on working groups is that they're not going to change anything. I just think realistically that's not a good way to incentivize people to participate, I guess. Second, I would just note that I agree with Thomas that, you know, from the IPC's perspective, you know, we're not saying that there should never be a PDP on the UDRP. We just don't think that now is the right time, and that he's absolutely right. It may turn out that as far as the IPC is concerned, that having a robust URS and having required RPMs at launch shortly before and shortly after solves a lot of the problem that the UDRP was designed to address, in which case we have a different focus. And finally, without obviously having a chance to consult with our constituency, my instinct is that the IPC would probably be willing to support a motion that would call for consideration of the issue to be deferred. But frankly, the last time we committed to action in the future, as our discussion this morning reminded us, we got a little burned on that. So we're not going to do that.
Thanks, Christina. Chuck wants to address something you said, and then we'll go back to the queue.
Yeah, something that you said, and back to Zahid's comment. I'd like to point out the example of the inter-registrar transfer policy Part A. That was a PDP. No policy recommendations came out of that. So to assume that because we do a PDP has already been proven false, because we have one recent example where there were no policy recommendations. So I just don't understand the logic that we're assuming that changes have to be made if we do a PDP.
Thanks, Chuck. Zahid.
I think most of us recognize and understand that there are various interests around this table and the council which want changes. Sure, maybe there won't be any changes because of the politics that takes place at the end, but I think the reason why various people are pushing is because they do want to change. Let's be clear on that, one. Second, I'd like to read out, I'm sorry, Jeff, I know you said, you know, AOC. AOC doesn't reference the UDRP. The AOC says at 9.3, I know you clarified because you were using analogy, but I'd like to just clarify this. It says that there will be review after 1 year of the launch of new GTLDs, of safeguards put in place to mitigate issues involved in the introduction or expansion of new GTLDs. The point that Thomas was making is the point, it's absolutely right. We're looking at safeguards, which means RPMs, all of them together, a holistic basis. It can't just be the UDRP, it can't just be the URS, it can't just be the PDDRP. It has to be a holistic basis for all RPMs. If you take the basis of all the RPMs, which is the foundation was the UDRP, that's how the IRT worked at it, if you take that and start changing that, then you've got to be able to review all the others at the same time. They're all interlinked. It was a tapestry, as we all agreed. And if it's a tapestry, then we got to review all of it together. So we can't do one of them alone. So anyway, those are my comments. Thank you.
Thanks. I have Alan, Konstantinos, Jonathan, Jeff.
Thank you. I had an inspiration or a very stupid thought. I wasn't sure which. Clearly, to approve a PDP starting N months from now or N years from now based on an issues report done in 2011 doesn't sound like the wisest move. Because that PDP will be committed to addressing the issues that we talked about in this issue report. So it would be more reasonable, perhaps, to say we are requesting an issues report for delivery in June 2013 or something like that, which I think is within our mandate. However, the most recent comment If indeed there's going to be a review starting a year after the first GTLD is launched, and that review almost implicitly will review the protection mechanisms, that group will come up with a report a year later. One of their items, if there are seen to be deficiencies in the protection mechanisms, that report will require the board to take action, which could be requesting the GNSO to review holistically all of the protection mechanisms or specific ones. So that may have a life of its own and force a review at that point, regardless of what we decide right now. But it sounds like I'm one of the ones who thought a PDP now would be a good idea. So I'm not pushing my idea, but I think scheduling something out which possibly will be modified by the AOC review is not an unreasonable issue.
Thanks. We have 8 minutes left, so I'm going to ask you to just make sure that your brief, Konstantinos, Jonathan, Jeff, anyone else, please let me know.
Thank you. Yes, very briefly. On the issue of deferring consideration of the issue of whether the UDRB needs to be reviewed, I will say that we already have a very bad precedent. I mean, the UDRP discussions like that took place between 2002 and 2003, and back then it was again decided that the issue should be deferred, and we found ourselves 7-8 years later discussing again exactly the same thing. So I really think that the GNSO needs to make a decision as to whether it will review the UDRP or not, instead of deferring again consideration on the issue. And I'm not sure what data exists in relation to other PDP-related issues like the who is, but the data and the evidence that exists, the academic evidence that exists on the UDRP, span across 10 years. And I think that should be, that by itself is quite is an evidence that the UDRP, we need to do something with the UDRP. Thank you.
Thank you. Jonathan and Jeff.
I suppose my input, Stefan, is one of just to try and put some context and information. In my reading of the registry's discussion of this was it was largely based around a point of principle that that regular review, or at least ultimate review of core policies, should take place periodically. And again, to Chuck's point, that the change may not come, it's not guaranteed that change would come out of it, but certainly the assumption was that minor change might come out of it. So just to set minds at rest, there wasn't an anticipation of wholesale change, but frankly, rather the kind of process adjustment that is in many ways envisaged by the alternative within the issues report. So just to set minds at rest that there wasn't an anticipation of wholesale change, and the approach was largely one of principle.
Thank you. Jeff.
Okay, I have a few points to address Zahid. First, I do want to affirmatively state there is not one change that the registries have discussed making in the UDRP. There's nothing that we're asking for at this point in time, or nothing we have in our mind to change in the UDRP. Period. So please don't make that assumption that just because we want it reviewed. I think Jonathan is spot on, right? What Jonathan said is the registries have an interest in having every policy reviewed. In fact, if you review the PDP final report, the real final report, the one that we're going to be voting on in a couple days, it says that every PDP should have a review, or the outcomes of every PDP should be reviewed. That is not a new principle in the ICANN world. This is the only one we actually have not reviewed. But to address Alan's points, if you want to make it on all RPMs, I think the registries would be okay with that. I don't think the registries have an issue with that. If you want to say in 18 months we'll do an issue report, fine. I think the registries would be okay with that as well, in looking at the context. I think what the registries want to see is a commitment to move forward as opposed to a vote to defer. That's what the registries want to see.
Thank you. Any further comments? Marika?
If I can just, one last reminder, because there is an IRTP Part B recommendation that's linked to the consideration on whether or not to initiate a PDP on the locking of domain names subject to the UDRP. So if once the council considers that, if they can also remember to consider that specific recommendation.
Thank you, Marika. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks, Marika. I jotted that down. I forgot to mention it. And the last point I wanted to make was it's also possible to take things, smaller issues, out of the PDP. You know, I've talked to a number of constituencies and stakeholder groups, for example, that support having the UDRP providers be under contract with ICANN as a direct contract. We could take that issue completely separate and apart from everything else. I think there may be some little things that we can work on that have perhaps no bearing on a review of the UDRP, but maybe have some other things that may address some concerns, some smaller concerns raised during this whole process.
Thank you. I see no other comments, so we'll bring this topic to a close and start again straight away on the IRTP Part B implementation process. Thank you very much. Operator, please disconnect and reconnect.
The recording has ended.